Hallelujah. And it is only in this age that we are having all manner of claims. Only in this age. Counterfeit satanic impersonations. Antichrist. And since the days of William Branham, that is when they started. Satan tries to pervert the true message for the end time. Even now, we have them. There is John ministry. I heard him say, unless you believe that I am John, you can never go in the rapture. Now you are hearing another one again say, he is Joshua. Unless you believe him, you can never go in the rapture. Unless you believe Joshua ministry. Then there's another one again that says he is Elder David. In Benin. He said he is the David that will crown Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And there is another one, Odomina. Odomina. In the east. In the east. All of them making one claim or the other. So, who among them shall we follow? Praise the Lord. I need no other argument. I need no other. Say it again.
I need no other
argument.
I need no other faith. If he say not that Jesus died, and that he died for me.
The safest place to be is to hold the Bible. Is hold the Bible. Anything any man say, judge what you hear from the Bible. And if you are going to judge by the Bible, then you have one prayer point. That you will open my eyes of understanding. That I may know him. Because it is upon this rock of the revelation of who Jesus is, that God will build his church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Revelation 10:7 says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, seven is God's number for completion of the matter. He builds his church, his temple in 7 years. He built a church in 7 church ages. He created the world in 7 days. All works, whatever he does, when it comes to number 7, you will see completion of a matter there. Hallelujah. Enoch, the 7th from Adam, went in a rapture. Then he reserved Elijah. The anointing of Elijah, when he allowed Elijah to also go in the rapture, to tell us that in the 7th church age, hallelujah, by the ministry of Elijah, he will come for the rapture. If you cannot get that from the Bible, then every Dick and Jack will be tossing you to and fro with every wind of doctrine. That's why God set his true fivefold ministry. And I'm happy to be part of the fivefold ministry. Let's say be the name of the Lord. Now quickly, I have explained to you what John ministry is. You can get it from our tapes. But for the sake of those who may jam this Antichrist, Joshua, he said that he is Joshua. Remember, they are very, very smart. Very, very smart. Listen, church. When it was time for God to bring out his children from Israel. Hallelujah. I mean from Egypt. Who did he send? Moses. But there is a reason why God did not allow Moses to take the people to the promised land. Halfway, he died. He died. Although the reason that God gave us is because instead of speaking to the rock, he struck the rock a second time. God said, for that reason, you will not go to the promised land. But church, the reason why God also took Moses away is deeper than that striking of the rock. Because Moses also said in Deuteronomy chapter 18, he said that God shall raise unto you a prophet like unto me. So, Moses was a shadow of things to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Moses reached a point in the deliverance of the people and he died. But when he died, God raised somebody else with another duty. Listen, Moses' ministry was bring them out. But they did not reach the promised land. Hallelujah. It was Joshua that God called and sent him to take the children to the promised land with one duty. He was to divide the promised land. Divide the promised land. Tribe of Benjamin, this is your own. You, this one, this is your own. Gad, this is your own. Reuben, this is your own. All of you, everyone, he was the one. That was his assignment. And if the Exodus also now from Egypt, because remember, we have three Exodus in the Bible. The first Exodus was by Moses. But he did not reach the promised land. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The second Exodus was Jesus Christ. He came to pull out his children from the law to grace. Hallelujah. But halfway, he died. Like Moses. Hallelujah. After he died, whose ministry replaced like Joshua? It was the ministry of the Holy Ghost. When you come to the promised land of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then the Holy Ghost will now positionally place you where you should be in the body of Christ. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some teachers, some this. He gave everybody where you are supposed to be. So, what is the Joshua ministry? Joshua ministry is the ministry of the Holy Ghost. He will lead you to all truth. So anybody that say he is the Joshua is an antichrist. He will have to tell you where he is placing you. He will have to tell us one by one how he has fulfilled that ministry. So it is wrong. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so, here we are. This seventh church age is the age for the rapture. And before the rapture, God sends his people a message. So our emphasis is not William Branham. Our emphasis is the message. And what is the message? Come out of denominational error and come back to the Bible. That is the message. And when you come back to the Bible, because he is going to open your eyes to begin to understand some things that were written in the Bible. Which, unless you come back and respect this Bible, the denominational errors will confuse you. The denominational errors, their teachings, that Jesus Christ likened it to leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Praise the Lord. That is why you see us taking time to teach some of these things that you know you will never see in any bookshop. And may God open your eyes of understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. And so, last week, we are able to show you, you can get the tape if you have not seen it, the first resurrection. And if you miss the first resurrection, the next resurrection is fire. It's fire. Listen, if you miss the first resurrection, rapture takes place now and you don't make it. There is no second chance again for us. The next time you will see Jesus is in judgment. The next time you will see Jesus is in judgment. The second death. There are two deaths before some people, and there is one death before another group of people. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. There are some people on earth that will face two deaths. And there are some that will face only one death. Believers, when we die now, hallelujah, there is the certainty we have a hope. It is a hope of resurrection. And it is a resurrection of life, eternal life. And that group, the second death has no power over them. Because you are resurrected, hallelujah, to live eternally. You are resurrecting not to die again. But there are a second group, they die now as unbelievers. Then, the second resurrection that we see in Revelation chapter 20, we read it last week, God will make them to resurrect again. Then you will face that same Jesus to give you reason why you are entering the lake of fire. Not to have mercy again. Just to let you know why you will die second time. And this second time now total annihilation, never to be known or seen or appear in any form again. And we need to teach these things to the bride of Jesus Christ. To see why you should do everything to continue with the sacrifices you have been making for the gospel's sake. There is a reward that follows. You see? So, for the first resurrection, what is it that qualifies you? I'm able to get three things, three areas that you need to be qualified by. The first one is, you must accept that Jesus is the way. God's provided way. Now when I make this statement, I am aware that it is a common statement. Jesus is the way. That is why I am a Christian. Everybody knows John 14 verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth and the life. That is why I decided not to be Muslim. That's why I decided to be a Christian. Jesus is the way. What do you understand by the way? What do you understand by the way? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then he added in John 3 verse 16, common scripture. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So, Jesus is the way. Then he's adding there again, whosoever believeth in him. So, it means there is something about Jesus that you have to believe. It's not just knowing it, but it is also believing it. Remember that Jesus is known as the last Adam. If it's the last Adam, then there is the first Adam. And remember that the first creation all died. And God decided to start a new creation. Through who? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why Jesus is also referred to in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 as the everlasting Father. The position that Adam will have taken in the eternal age, by now, we will have been calling Adam our father. Papa Adam. Papa Adam. He lost it, and God started a new creation in Christ Jesus. Why? To fulfill his foreordained purpose. Remember, he created man. He said, let us create man in our image. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. He said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. Let us make man. Use the word make. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over everything that he has created. But suddenly, the image of God was lost. The dominion that he gave us over all creature, that authority also was lost. Why? We were all condemned to death by what happened in the Garden of Eden. So, there was a need for Jesus Christ to come. We are new creation. We are the second creation of God. That second creation from another one man that he created himself, by himself through the virgin birth, he produced Jesus Christ. So that through him, more children of God can be created as he proposed with Adam. So what did he do? The same way as he gave Eve to Adam, he also gave the church to the last Adam, Jesus. That through the passing of a seed from Adam to Eve, he might produce more children. He too, through the seed of his word, implanted in the church, he can produce more of his children through the new birth process. Praise the Lord. So, we have something to look at. Our destiny is to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is referred to as the image of the invisible God. Therefore, if you want to understand what God meant in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, let us make man in our image, who do you look at? Jesus. He wanted every human being to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. And God will not accept anything less. God is not going to patch anybody to heaven. That's why he gave us the Holy Ghost. To transform us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our destiny, Romans 8:29, is to conform to the image of his Son. So, you want to see the life pattern of Jesus Christ. We use him for the standard. And you want to know who he is? That's why in this age, he brought us back to the Bible. Don't look like your pastor. That's what Will Abraham said. He said, people go to church. And instead of receiving the Holy Ghost, he said they receive the spirit of one another. And so, if the pastor prays and he ends in Jesus' name, every church member, they will end their prayer in Jesus' name. The same way, unknown to you, you will have received the spirit of your G.O. You see? If your pastor is wicked, all the church members will be wicked. If you are not a member of their church, you are not going to heaven. But you know, Jesus did not act like that. Although Jesus knew that the temple worship is no longer accepted in any temple, he knew it. But to demonstrate love, on Sabbath day, even though he knew he came to end the law, on Sabbath day he will follow them to Sabbath. You see? The people that they condemn, the publicans, now there they go chop. He was associated with everybody. And Apostle Paul too demonstrated the same thing. And every true servant of God, watch their lifestyle. Amen. Amen. It's not about somebody trying to make it so that people will say you are a Christian. It is just part of you. Because there is a spirit that is in you. The life that I live is no longer I that live it, according to Apostle Paul, but Christ that liveth in me. Hallelujah. He said, in him we live and move and have our being. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, for it is God, Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, that worketh in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. When you receive the Holy Ghost, you have actually received the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. The son of any man will have some semblance of that man. Even if it's not in physical appearance, in your character. Your father is a gentleman. You will see some little gentility in that child. Your father is Agbero. You will see Agbero. Something he will be. Something to confirm who his father is. And so, when they threatened to kill Jesus, Jesus told them who their father is. You are of your father the devil. But they said they are Abraham's children. He said, if you are Abraham's children, you will do the deeds of your father. Abraham saw my day and he was glad. When did he see the day of Jesus? He went with him. He met Melchizedek. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He met Melchizedek. He met Melchizedek. He did not kill him. Now I'm coming before you here. You are killing me. You are of your father, the devil. And his works shall you do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to understand some of these things we are saying. Jesus is the standard. Because your pastor is palming his hair. All their ministers and all the men in that church are palming their hair. All of them are bleaching. Because their pastor is bleaching. All of them speak English through their nose. Because that is how their pastor speak. You see? Hallelujah. If your pastor speaks in tongue and just like, watch all their members. Let us pray. They all stand up. Everybody. From Bethlehem's manger came for us to
never know
of that I know
to be like you,
to be like
me, my faithful Savior,
my faithful Savior,
how rich is favor,
how rich is favor,
never know
of that I know
to be like
me. To be like sisters. Now, how does he look like? The next stanza says, serene and holy,
and holy,
holy,
and holy,
on earth I long
to be like thee,
to be like thee,
thy grace forgiven,
thy grace forgiven,
and as of heaven,
and heaven.
Let I know like him.
Now let me hear the brothers now.
To be like him.
Brothers. Say it, brother. This entire message, they wire women. When I say, let me hear the sister, they sit down better. But when I say, let's hear the brother, they all stood up. Clap your hands for yourself. No single sister, stand up. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So that is number one. Number two, hallelujah, is hear ye him. Hear ye him. Matthew 17, verse 5. While he yet spake in the Mount Transfiguration, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said what? This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Hear ye him. Hallelujah. So that you can understand John chapter 5. Let's read it. You can read it on your own from verse 19. Read it up to verse 30 in John chapter 5, where he said, the hour cometh that the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of Man. That is the verse, I think that's verse 28, 29. Verse 28 and verse 29, John chapter 5. It says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves, see, the graves, shall hear his voice. Verse 29, and shall come forth. They shall hear his voice, is my emphasis. They that in the grave, they are those that are dead. And let me tell you, praise the Lord, you must hear his voice. You must hear him. To hear is not about opening your ear to hear something. It connotes an obedience to an instruction. You have not heard him until you have carried out the instruction of what he has said, he has spoken. And there are two groups of dead people that are in the grave. The first group, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are those who are dead in their trespasses. For all have sinned. We are all condemned, all mankind. And before God, remember God told Adam and Eve, the day you eat of that fruit, that day you shall die. Death there is separation from God. And from that day, they died. Death entered their body. Slowly by slowly, they died. Hallelujah. They did not live eternally anymore. Because death was working in their members. Every day, Apostle Paul called it Job called it the skin worms. That thing that immediately, anything that has life, a human being or animal, once you die, 3-4 days after, the body will begin to decay. Come back there after 4-5 days. You begin to see maggot everywhere, full that place. The maggot was not sent there from anywhere. The maggot, they were inside of you.
waiting for the day you will die.
Every one of us.
That is why Job called the skin worms.
They are there because God told Adam, for out of the dust you will form, and dust you will return.
And there is the ministry that he has given one of his creation to return you to the dust he picked you from. The skin worms. That will reduce you to the sand from where you were picked from.
No matter how you bathe that body, you rub cream, you shine your face, that skin worm is still there. For it is appointed unto man once to die. And after that death, something will happen to your body.
The skin worm will take over. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
So from that day, death was imputed to us, and death is in every human being. While we are alive like this, we are dying every day. You see? That's why bones don't. He created the bones with a special longevity.
Hallelujah.
So, that's one group. We are dead in our trespasses. A day is coming when the dead shall hear the voice of Jesus. What is he saying? Come to me, all ye that labor
and a heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
They will hear it and they will come and receive eternal life. But there is another death. The Bible refers to them as those who are dead in Christ. The group of people that are dead in Christ are those, hallelujah, that you are transferred from the life of sin to a life of righteousness by the Spirit of Christ, demonstrated by the burial of water baptism. After repentance, we are buried with him as we resurrect with him. So every believer, we are dead in Christ. In resurrection, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, he said, verse 17 says, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The dead in Christ are those who decided to die to this world and take upon themselves the Spirit of Christ, a life of righteousness. Praise the Lord. They all hear the voice of Jesus Christ. The sinner, hear the voice of Jesus Christ so that you can repent. And the dead in Christ, we hear the voice of resurrection. If you are in Christ, only those in Christ, we hear his voice. Lazarus, come forth. Every one of us, we shall hear our voice, our names, one by one.
Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Are you in that number?
Saved by grace.
Saved by grace.
Are you in the number?
Are you in that number?
Are you in the number?
Are you in that number? Are you in that number?
Saved by grace.
That is why his voice is still sounding now to those who are dead in trespasses, in sin, through the fivefold ministry, through the seven church age messengers, through those who are evangelizing all around you, through every means that the gospel is being preached. It is the same voice of Jesus calling somebody, come to the Savior, make no delay. Near, near the door, he has shown us the way.
Yeah, he loves me.
There's a city,
there's a city
where the Lord of the night.
If you're faithful, we shall go there by and by.
It's a city,
it's a city where the Lord is alive. It's a city where the Lord is alive.
He's alive.
It's a city where
I am going, He's alive.
In the sweet
by and by,
we shall meet on the beautiful shore.
In the sweet,
by and by,
we shall be
on the beautiful shore.
In the sweet, by and by,
we shall meet
on the beautiful shore.
In the sweet, by and by,
we shall meet
on the beautiful
shore. In the sweet.
We shall be
on the beautiful shore.
In the sweet.
By and by.
We shall be
on the beautiful shore.
This world is not my home.
Just a passing trip.
My
treasures are laid up.
Somewhere
beyond the blue. The angels welcome me from heaven to the door. I can't feel alone in this world
anymore. Everybody
knows. Oh, I have no friend. If heaven is not my own. The angels welcome me.
From heaven's open door.
I cannot feel alone.
We are in this world anymore.
We are traveling
on the right road.
We are traveling on the right road. There is one way
to
the city of God, to the city of God. We are traveling on the right road.
Hallelujah!
We are traveling on the right road. We are traveling. We are traveling on the right road.
There is one way.
There is one way to the city of God. We are traveling on the right road.
If you will go,
go he comes.
If you will go,
if you will go,
go he comes.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
Praise the Lord to glory now.
If you will go,
if you will go,
if you will go,
if you will go,
go
hinder me.
If you will go,
if you will go,
I'm on my way.
To glory land.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. To glory land.
I'm on my way.
To glory land.
I'm on my way.
To glory land.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way. Praise the Lord to glory land.
The two resurrections, and this is how much or how far we can go for today. We cannot finish this topic, or we cannot rush it, and so we will continue again next time. But I hope I've been able to say something that will cause someone to see reason to do all that is within you to be part of the first resurrection. I look forward to seeing you again when we'll be bringing the concluding part in the next service. Stay blessed and shalom. To the lovers of truth, shalom to the bride of Christ worldwide.